The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we had some drama on the show. We had a couple people call in for the thing that was happening right now. And one dude, his name was, help me.
Ryan.
Ryan was on his way to get a tattoo. He was only 19 years old, and he feared retribution from his parents.
And if you don't speak slacker words, he just feared they would kick him out.
Yeah. And so let's talk to Ryan.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to follow up, so I called him today, and I couldn't get through.
Oh, no. Busy signal, or
it was like the phone number is no longer.
Did you get that dee-nee-nee?
We're sorry.
So his parents turned his phone off, we think.
That's what I think. He didn't leave an email or anything. Like, he was just like, just call me on Monday, I'll let you know how it went. And then that's all. I don't know how else to get. So Ryan.
Hey, buddy, if you're listening. How's he going to text in?
I don't know.
Call.
Light something on fire and we'll drive to where the smoke is.
Smoke signal.
Okay. All right. So we don't have an update for him.
Right.
But I'm told there's something going on with the other one.
Yeah. Crystal.
All right. So Crystal called in with a little drama in her life. I remember it like it was yesterday. Crystal? Right now, what are you doing right now?
I am leaving my cheating fiance.
And I'm
You're what? You're leaving him? Like right now?
Yes. Yes. I can't believe y'all are talking about this, but I just dropped him off at the airport.
Oh,
and
where's he going?
He tried to say that he's going on a work trip, but I know more than what he thinks I know, and I know that's a lie. And I've known for a few weeks that he's been cheating, and I even know what she looks like and everything. So, you know, it's...
Wait a minute. You've known... And you didn't tell him, so you're acting normal to his face?
Yes. And it took all that I could, you know, he tried to kiss me, I gave him the cheek, I have not kissed him. It's just, I can't.
Like, this sucks, but you feel like you've accepted it.
I've been working myself through this for the past couple of weeks. You know, I've gone through, what do they call it, the 10 steps, 12 steps, whatever. Yeah. I've done the tears.
Stages of grief.
I've done that. I can't believe. Right now, there's still some parts of rage. I wanted to push him out the car while I was driving, but I didn't. So I'm like, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm just
going
to pack my stuff. And I'm going to, you know...
Don't say where you're going to go.
I'll take myself on a good trip.
Okay, good.
Take yourself on a good trip on his credit card.
Don't say where you're going to go, though. I don't want, like, screw this dude, right?
Yeah.
You've got a place lined up to live and everything?
Oh, yes. Well, I own the house, so I can just go back into that.
Put his stuff on curb.
No. He's going to come back to his things packed.
Yeah, are you packing his stuff or are you packing your stuff?
No, I have a separate house that I'm going to.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
So then you're set up.
I wish I could just put his stuff on the curb.
Yeah, you didn't need him. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
If you need help packing, let us know.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a truck.
I will definitely do that because I think trash day is coming up. So
Oh my God, Crystal. So now that you're refreshed on the Crystal saga, we have her on the phone to find out if she went through with it. Crystal?
Hi.
How you doing?
Did you pull it off? Did you get out?
Are you on vacation somewhere?
Yeah.
It just got real messy, honestly. I think he got suspicious, especially, you know, I wasn't really talkative and I didn't kiss him or, you know, it was very different than what I would typically do. And so as I was moving stuff, he's checking the cameras. And then next thing you know, my phone is just blowing up. And I wouldn't answer. So he came home early.
No.
So you weren't able to get all his stuff out by the time.
I got a majority of my stuff out, but we had to have that conversation. It wasn't like it was completely gone. And then next thing you know, he comes home to a half furnished house because half of that stuff in there was mine.
Okay.
Well, more than half. But,
did he apologize? I mean, what is
he? Like, where do you guys stand?
We stand at the place of, I said, I don't want to get married and we need to go ahead and start taking care of business as far as canceling this wedding fully. But he hasn't called the vendors on his end. You know, we took half the list and he hasn't done what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he thinks. If
why would he not?
Just lazy, or he's just gonna blow over,
and I'm gonna be like, "Oh, I miss him," and you know, don't do that. No,
hard to miss someone who cheated on you.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you didn't.
And the fact I'm like, oof.
So
good night.
Okay. I think everyone in this room has been cheated on, right?
Yeah.
There is a point where. Like, you loved that person enough to spend forever with them, and even though they hurt you, it's hard to just go.
I can't fathom.
I can't either.
But it's hard to.
If you love me, you wouldn't hurt me like that.
I know, but like sometimes.
But then on the flip side for her, like she was planning like your life with him, and I feel for you. I'm in the middle of wedding planning myself, so I can't imagine.
Oh my God. No, I don't even want to say it. Never mind. But can you imagine?
No, that's why I'm like.
It's just. It's like, what?
Like,
what?
You literally have the rest of, you know, your hopes and dreams of for life planned out. And then.
Okay.
Yeah. To be calling vendors and canceling has to be awful.
Okay. Well, so you're strong, though? You feel like you're not going to fall back into the trap?
No. And my friends, that family, everybody knows. His family knows. I told his mama.
Good.
I sure did. Ooh, and he is
totally our girl.
Let's go. That's so final though.
Yeah.
Once you told my mom, you told my mom on me?
Well, and she's making sure she doesn't slip back. No, this is good.
You got to do that. You got to burn the bridge.
You got to tell the mom.
Yeah.
I wish I had told the mom.
Crystal, we love you.
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Go on that vacation.
Just keep sending good vibes.
We will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Okay. Speaking of drama, we have a bit of drama coming up next.
OPP, is it drama or is it not? Is gambling normal now? Or is it a red flag?
Wait. Yeah.
You don't have to decide now. Lucy's OPP is next.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.